Music and lyrics by.
I was there. I was there. I was there. I was there when the clouds were melting icebergs, leaking into the sky. Gazed at by a young boy born the same day as I, who knew he was going to die. So he tentatively strummed that song, where both music and lyrics were by that traveler just passing by, who correctly identified that we were ever the dreamers, hoping to be remembered young, hoping to have the papers say, "Oh, what a loss, so fresh, so dead." We were ever the visionaries, anticipating what it's like to be right in the middle of mathematical infinity, anticipating that nowhere isn't such a bad place after all, that the swift, rock and roll-like end of the known universe is fine, as long as we get to stay in a cozy, burnt orange chair and fuzzy slippers, reminiscing. I was there. Those were the days. All my lovers are gone now, but they weren't my type anyway. The conclusion had a specific wavelength. Red captures eyes. They always wear all black everything. Words that make your chest go ow are still coming out of nowhere. It was hard enough to change while constantly remaining the same. Now this. The dust settled at dawn. Then came the flies. Their unremarkable wings matched our eyes. Veiny. Translucent. Fidgety. Such was the style. Just ask the TV. We never thought there was a problem, especially when some nerd with a wrong color palette insisted there was. Who could blame us? And yet, there it was, red, smelling like iron, irresistible to insects.